The website of Safe Haven Marine say they are designers and builders of pilot boats, patrol boats, crew transfer vessels, hydrographic survey catamarans, naval and military craft, and unique custom private motor yachts. Fresh from the boat building yard in Yeovil in County Cork, their newest performance vessel is Thunderchild 2. She's berthed at East Ferry Pier since she went on the water just a couple of weeks ago. Noel Sweeney met XSV20 designer Frank Kowalski, who showed him around the newly designed vessel and discussed the aim of setting a new powerboat world record.
You're going to show me around the new Thunderchild 2?
Yep, that's right. That's our latest design, XSV20. She follows on from our previous demonstrator that we built a couple of years ago, Thunderchild 1. So, yeah, Thunderchild 2 is a pretty good name for her.
Of course, you broke a lot of records with the Thunderchild number one.
Yep, that's right. In 2017, we set a new UIM world record for circumnavigation of Ireland via Rockall. Rockall's a pretty desolate rock about 500 kilometres out into the North Atlantic. So, yeah, we did that in, I think, about 34 hours. Yeah, it's quite a challenging condition. So the moment you go out into the North Atlantic, yeah, it's always a bit hard out there.
These boats are designed for that environment.
Yep, that's it. So, you know, Safe Haven Marine, we pretty much will build really good seaworthy craft. So if you want to demonstrate the design's capabilities, doing something like that is, yeah, the right thing to do.
You're going to take me around the Thunderchild 2?
Yep, we'll give you a walk around. She's got four engines, four Caterpillar 650 horsepower engines, so she's got 2,600 horsepower in total. And she does sound pretty epic when they're all running.
So this is one of the engines, and
she's a catamaran, so obviously we've got two separate hulls. We have two engines per hull. They're staggered. They both use Carden shafts, so we've got two engines here in this hull, and in the other hull we have another two. So they're two Caterpillar C8.7s, and they produce 650 horsepower each.
So what kind of propulsion systems do you have?
Yeah, so when you want to go fast in a boat, you really only have a couple of options. You have water jets or you have surface drives. So on this we have basically quad surface drives. Surface drives are designed for particularly high speeds when you're looking at over 40 knots, and they're designed to run with only the bottom half of the propeller submerged. The top half of the propeller is basically running in air. In this way, you massively reduce appendage drag, which is, you know, one of the main things for slowing a boat down.
What are the new advances compared to the number one?
Yeah, so the original Thunderchild XSV17, she was 17 metres long, and she was basically a wave-piercing monohull design. This design, XSV20, really takes it to the next level, and it combines an asymmetrical hulled catamaran with a wave-piercing monohull. It's a pretty unique and pretty radical design, and it's primarily designed to give the best of both worlds, kind of the transverse stability and dynamic stability you get from a catamaran with the kind of wave-piercing abilities of a wave-piercing monohull. So it combines the best virtues of each design.
Built to withstand a lot more turbulence on sea.
Yeah, that's her primary remit, really, was just to be able to go fast in rough conditions. You can always go fast in calm seas, but it's a different kettle of fish when you're out there in weather. To try and be able to make good speeds into head seas, yeah, you need a special design for that.
And who will be the main clientele who would be interested in a boat like this?
Yeah, well, so she was primarily designed for the naval sector, for Coast Guard search and rescue, to be able to patrol and protect the coastal waters, go fast when necessary, and also be able to survive in pretty rough conditions when you have to.
Can you talk me through some of the design process?
Yeah, so I suppose the design process on this vessel started with scale model testing, I guess, about 1.5 years ago. Something as radical as this, you can't really just go ahead and build it. You have to build a scale model and do a series of tank testing just to determine the design's resistance, its wave making, sea keeping abilities. You can determine quite a lot from scale model testing, amazingly. So that was quite an evolved process. I think we built about 12 scale models, and we tested them fairly extensively over a 6-month period. And during that process, we optimized the design. We discovered certain features that were needed, and eventually we ended up with the final version that had all the best characteristics and was, you know, optimized to the best level.
You're building a second one?
Yeah, we're building a second one. We only launched this one just a couple of weeks ago. We're building the second one as an offshore cruising vessel. So yeah, she can be adapted. She's certainly a pretty amazing looking design. And as an offshore cruising boat, she's fantastic as well. But I suppose her primary remit was for offshore patrol work.
Are there any records you want to break with this new vessel?
Yeah, so I suppose we do intend to try sometime in the next 18 months to set a transatlantic world record, well, a new UIM world record from coast of Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland to Ireland, via Greenland and Iceland. So that will be the plan. It's a 4,500-kilometre voyage out into the North Atlantic. There's lots of challenges we'll face there, sea ice being one of them. We have a very small window when we can do this, pretty much, well, sometime in July. You only have about 6 months of a window when sea ice clears around Greenland, and obviously we don't want to be there with sea ice travelling at 40 knots. You know, that's just too high risk. So we have to bring her over there under her own power at some point, and then basically we have to wait for a suitable weather window to open. This is not an easy thing to expect. It's such a large geographical area in a pretty inhospitable region, and to be able to expect that you can, you know, get good weather right the way through that 4,500 kilometres is a big ask, but we really do need that weather window. Trying to do it in anything but reasonable conditions would just be too hard on the crew, too hard on the boat, and we wouldn't end up setting a good time. So we really have to wait for just that weather window to occur, and the boat will be over there. We'll fly over, jump on her, and we'll try and set a world record. Whether or not it'll be this year, I can't say, but certainly next year we should have a go at it.
And how many crew will you take with you?
There'll be five of us, pretty much the same crew who we had on the last world record, just good friends, really good seamen. So yeah.
Frank Kowalski of Safe Haven Marine with Noel Sweeney. And you can see Thunderchild 2 in action on their website, safehavenmarine.com, and we've put a link to it on our own website, rte.ie/seascapes.